It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. Back when the Beavers played Miami of Ohio in the Frozen Four, they were coached by Rico Blasi. He's now the head coach of the St. Thomas Tommies. Coach Tom Cerratore joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. Bemidji State first played Miami of Ohio, coached by Rico Blasi, in the Frozen Four, April the 9th, 2009. The next year, they played them at the University of North Dakota Thanksgiving Tournament, beat them 3-2. In 2011, Beavers went to Oxford, played the Red Hawks twice. What does Coach Tom Cerratore remember about those matchups against the Red Hawks and Rico Blasi?
The game that stands out probably the most to me was that game in Grand Forks in 2009-2010. We had a great record going into that Thanksgiving tournament. We played them on, Friday afternoon, and we had Ohio State on Saturday afternoon predetermined. And what a game. I think Miami was number one in the country, and we played well. It was a heck of a hockey game. I can't remember. I think it was either 2-1 or 3-2. I still remember Tyler Larkey scoring a big goal. Puck gets shipped out of the neutral zone. We re-attack. He scored a big goal. It was a great hockey game, and I was really proud of the guys with that effort, and that was a big win. It was a signature win. And then the next year, 2010-11, I remember going out there, and they had that was a rebuilding team. I think they lost a lot of guys, as we did. And, we had it, and we turned a puck over. Off the glass, we were chipping a puck off the glass, and we just turned it over, and that resulted in I think they tied it up, and then they won it a little bit later, late in the third period. But I don't remember a ton about that weekend, Schulze. Again, my best memory, my best recollection, quite honestly, is that game in Grand Forks, even more than the Frozen Four game. I just because we had a good record going into that game in Grand Forks as well.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.